Welcome to the podcast where we talk about all things blended families. I share my personal journey, again I repeat, my personal journey from a stepmom's perspective. It is also a time for reflections and new realizations. Join me as I try to unpack the last 16 years of my life. This is my story, and in case of any exaggeration or dramatization, trust me, it's purely coincidental. To Mike and my family, and also my extended family, sorry, not sorry. Let's talk about money. Welcome to the fifth episode of the Stepmom Podcast. I'm sure many of you are going to ask, what does money have to do with it in this blended family podcast? Money has everything to do with it. Money is actually one of those sensitive topics, especially in our African culture, that people don't talk about. But in a blended family, that is one of the biggest topic, even though no one wants to address it. It's the big elephant in the room. Why is it a very sensitive topic, especially for blended families? Is because finances is already tough, even just in a normal nuclear setup. Now we are talking about more than one biological parent. We're talking about other people being invited to this table. And that's why it's very difficult if you don't have this out of the way. Myself and I, let me talk Kenyanese, had no idea that I needed to discuss money when I decided to be a stepmom. It was not a conversation that I ever imagined I would have. And I think dating, you know, when you're dating, when you're in love, you know, tunapendana, we love each other, you know, love conquers it all. It's a lie. It doesn't. So I will give my perspective on it. And like I always say, this is my version. This is my story. I'm always open to hear how other stepmoms dealt with it. But personally myself, my number one rule is I shouldn't have to contribute financially to my stepchildren's life. I'm already here. Raising them, I'm already supporting my partner. I don't think I should be made to spend my income on my stepchild. Disclaimer, don't take this to the bank. Every relationship works differently. I'm saying what has worked for me, and I'll give my reasons for saying that I wouldn't want to be employed on me to have to spend money on my stepkids if I don't have to. How I view it when it comes to finances is that my stepkids have two biological parents who are alive, who, whether active or not, are their biological parents. And in case of anything, they will have their father to take care of them, and they will have their biological mother to take care of them. Or let's just be honest, in terms of if they were to benefit financially or inherit from their parents, they will have their dad and their mom's things. And here comes Sean, who just has their dad and me. So I feel financially, biological parents should contribute to their children's well-being and welfare. And if one biological parent decides that it is only going to be only them providing, maybe because their partner is not active, or their partner is doesn't want to contribute, or maybe one biological parent doesn't want to deal with the issue of having to make the other one pay for this, for their children's bills, then that's up to them. But as a step parent, I don't want to be forced to use my money on my stepchildren if I didn't have to. If it came to it, definitely I would. But if I didn't have to, then I would rather not have to do it. And why I'm saying this is because it brings a lot of resentment, and I have seen it. When you find step-parents stepping in emotionally, you're living with them, then you have to come in and give them your money. It makes you resentful, and it is something I would rather not do because I don't want to resent them. And to be honest, for me who has one bio child, then the rest have more than one parent who would dip into their pockets to provide for them. And yet for me, as much as the father is there, the sole provider, he still would have, if the father is not there, he still would have me if I'm not financially stable to be able to provide for him. Maybe another way of also being able to make this issue clear is the way you have sometimes your parents, for example, especially in African homes, sometimes your parents are not able to take care of your siblings, especially if you're the older child and you have younger siblings. You wouldn't mind chipping in for your siblings, but at the end of the day, it's not your responsibility. They have their parents who need to take care of them. You'll only chip in if you're required to do so. And this takes me back to, again, when you're forming a blended family, I think these conversations are very important to have, especially if you're fully blended. What it means if someone has come with their child and another has come with their children, and then they have a child between them. Because there are so many factors to think about. It depends. Maybe one partner maybe values schools more than they value travel or experiences. And so where they come from, it is okay to spend more than 50% of their income paying for the child to go to a good school. And I come with my own different perspective where I think school fees should not be a bigger chunk of our income. And so that's where heads start, we start knocking heads, because if I contribute financially, then there's some things I have to be allowed to choose. Something else would be also, especially for people like me who came and who are stepmoms who don't have children with them, you already found things happening the way they are without my consent. I didn't consent to take the kids to that school. I didn't consent to pick up the mortgage, for example, in an expensive area. I didn't maybe consent to, I don't think paying extra for tuition is something I want to do. Holidays, for example, it's something they would spend their money on, and I don't think we should. So I don't want to get involved, to be honest, in money, because I will be definitely stepping on different toes, because we have our ideas of how we want our hard-earned money to be spent. And I feel like money is one of those things that really strain not only just a blended family more, but also just a normal marriage. You know, we all have different values when it comes to money. So that's also another side of it. That brings us to the point of where we don't talk about money with our children, especially in a blended family. Again, I repeat, in a blended family, because that's why the podcast is there, as a stepmom. I think having conversations about money, especially when your children are adults, you know, above the age of 18, 21, is to sit down the children together with your partner and let them know that this is what you would like their wishes to be in terms of finances, where the children know that, for example, you'll be educated, you'll be helped, for example, to maybe buy a property, whatever you guys decide. I think the children need to know, so that if one of you is not there, and here we're not speaking of just me not being there, sometimes there's no guarantee in life. I might go before Mike, he might go before me. It is important for the children to know what values you have around money, what values you have around inheritance. And that's a topic for another day. It's actually one of those, again, difficult topics when it comes to our African families, leave alone blended. That money is, when money is not talked about, it causes a lot of issues, a lot of friction. So talk, sit down with your partner, and if you can sit down with the children, let them know. Definitely if my partner is not there, we have had prior conversations, and now at my age I do, and I make this sometimes an yearly or 6 months conversation where we sit down and everyone says their wishes with regards to if they were not there. And it's only part of adulting to have those conversations with your partner where, okay, if I'm not here, if anything happens to me and I'm not able to make sound decisions, this is what I'd like to be done when it comes to finances, for my children, for myself. And most people, when you're dating, again, have these conversations, have this money conversation. It's as sensitive as the number of children you'd like to have, your family values, your family traditions. So money, have those conversations, get them out of the way, because there are so many other challenges in a blended family. We have a lot of change. We have court cases we're dealing with, custody issues. If we don't talk about money, then yeah, will we survive? And also, when it comes to money and the standards you want to sustain your children to, they should also understand that you need to be involved in that conversation. I'll give an example where Mike empowers me financially, where the children know, okay, this is the budget that we have, this is how we are going to use the money, and he leaves the children to have that conversation with me. So he empowers me financially. Because sometimes you find in blended families, the children already know, you know what, my dad is the one who brings the money home, I don't have to ask you anything. You know, you're not part of that conversation when it comes to the home front, but you're part of a conversation when it comes to taking care of the kids, when it comes to you ensuring they do homework, when it comes to you ensuring there's a clean home, when it comes to you ensuring that the house runs efficiently, but when it comes to the money conversation, you're not involved. So I feel like that's one thing me and my partner have tried to do right, and he does right by me. But it's also a very, very tricky conversation for most blended families. You will find a step-parent involved in a mortgage that they did not necessarily sign up to. You find a step-parent is involved in having to pay return tickets if there's custody issue. Maybe one parent lives in another state or lives in another country. Then you have to pay, or you have to pay those costs of paying for the trip to wherever they are going to. And that is not fair, because one side of the family, or me as a stepmom, or as my child between me and my partner, have then to suffer the consequences of all these other things. And that's when resentment starts seeping through. So people, have the money conversation. And this brings us to the big conversation about inheritance. Inheritance is already a difficult topic with just normal nuclear family, because we have brothers and sisters. As brothers and sisters, we all think differently, we all view things differently. Now imagine that conversation with step-siblings, with step-parents. It's a very tough one, because there's a lot of entitlement, a lot of influences. You know, in a blended family, when you see a child alone, they don't come as them alone. They have, I always say, 20, 30 other people behind them, you know. So money is a tough conversation that needs to be had. If you are in a blended family, I think the earlier you have these conversations, the better. I'm giving you a version of myself, which is older, wiser, and having adult children who also have their own opinions, and they are allowed to have their own opinions, their own ideas of what they're entitled to, their own ideas of values around the money, is you can already sense that it's going to be a tough one. And sometimes you really dread to open that can of worms, but you have no choice. If you're already here, you've already done this step family thing for the past, like for myself, 15 years. And I think it's important to have those conversations, and not only with your partner, but also with your adult children, and make your wishes be known to the children and to everyone around you. This is what I would have liked, and this is what I would have wished in case today or tomorrow I'm not here. And come to think of it, I would like to ask a stepfather's perspective, someone who came into the picture and raised a child who's not biologically theirs, and your wife came with that child. How is it for them? Do they have to financially contribute to the child? Will they have to, when they're not there, for example, when it comes to inheritance, will they be entitled to his inheritance? Again, I repeat, it's a very heavy topic. And I'd like to hear stepdads out there, of people who have been in these blended families and have navigated the waters in terms of finances and inheritance. I will definitely have to go into it one of these episodes on the podcast in terms of succession, inheritance, and family law, and just preparing ourselves for such eventualities. I think it is not smart to sit there and think and close your ears and eyes and say, you know what, everything is perfect. It is not, especially when it comes to finances. So I'd love to hear what you guys think. Just to finish this podcast, I'd like to just emphasize the fact that, you know, being a stepmother for me and my journey has not always been easy. You know, I look like I do it effortlessly, elegantly, with makeup and with lipstick and always this composed. No, situation kwa ground, vitu ni ngumu. You know, sometimes you have to have those difficult conversations. And I'm having them now with my children. Now that I am, you know, older, there are things back then I wouldn't even be able to talk about. But now I'm able to openly ask, and I hear people's opinion, maoni ya watu kwa ground, so that even I myself and my partner know how to prepare the children, and to also know among themselves what are those quiet assumptions and entitlements that they have among themselves. Especially for me, when not my children have different mothers, that is another layer of it, where we have different moms, two different mothers from my stepchildren, and then I have myself. So, nakuwa hayo machache.
Nani anakuwa? Nani anakuwa? Nani anakuwa? Nani anakuwa?